I wish you could meet my friend Willard. Now, Willard's a thinking man's thinking man. He comes up with the most disturbing, profound questions, masked behind a sense of humor which is sure to provoke infectious laughter. And yet, he gives his laughing audience food for thought. Sometimes it lasts for weeks. Recently, Willard coined a phrase, metric moments. Hello, I'm Landon Saunders, and I'm wondering what you're doing right now, this very magical metric moment. What? You mean your metric moment isn't so magical? Maybe your day is like one described by a friend of mine. She said she got up in the morning and, boy, her day started off with a bang. The washing machine just exploded suddenly and filled the house with smoke, but, of course, she was very logical and cool and level-headed, and so she unplugged it and opened all the doors, but still the smoke rolled out the bottom. And so the mistakes just kind of tumbled on to disaster as she concluded that her floor was on fire. So she called the fire department, cautiously requesting only one man because, after all, her house wasn't really going up in flames. But then seconds later, she heard the sirens. And my, she suddenly looked at her appearance, no makeup, no hairdo. But here they came. There was no stopping it now. The siren screams loud and clear, and the trucks come to a screeching halt in her front yard, rousing all of her neighbors, and four or five firemen come running in the house, only to find no smoke and no fire. And my, she just apologized all over the place, kind of secretly hoping that she wouldn't be arrested for turning in a false alarm. Maybe your day's been something like that. But think how very dull life would be if everything went smoothly all the time. You see, life must have texture. It must be felt. But how do you do it? I mean, after all, a moment's such a small thing. What can you possibly do in a moment? Maybe you ought to ask the question another way. What would be your chances of doing anything without a moment? A friend told me how clearly this was brought home to her. She was sitting at the bedside of her dying mother-in-law and suddenly realized the certainty of the fact that this life will someday come to an end. She and her mother-in-law had some very deep discussions, and Laura had come to realize that really, what life is a series of just everyday experiences, just metric moments, and not just occasional highlights. And so life really isn't sitting and waiting for some great thing that might happen in your future, but rather it's recognizing that each day, each hour, each minute is a gift from God. Each metric measure of time is a little package of opportunity to brighten your own life or maybe somebody else's, and maybe to accomplish something that's really worthwhile. To waste any moment just because it's small, I think that's a crime of great magnitude. It's theft and murder combined. It's robbing yourself of life. And I don't mean that you should work every waking moment. Quietness, meditation, these are necessary in the hustle bustle of today's busy world. And the surprising thing really is that you can accomplish more tangible work if you take a period of quiet time every day. And so I'm not saying that you have to be physically active every metric moment, but you must be alive every moment. Ecologists are concerned with preserving natural resources, land, trees, water, wildlife. And economists, they're concerned with inflation, and manufacturers are trying to find a way to change materials and to cut manpower. You see, it seems what we're trying to do today is to save everything except our lives. Does that make sense? I'm Landon Saunders. This is Heartbeat.